Hey guys, this is Faye from Faye's World Podcast, which I often refer to my brand myself as Faye's World Media these days. Hey, welcome. This is a very special Happy New Year episode. I'm literally recording this before that this goes live as an audio episode only. Surprise! Because for the past couple of months, and as soon as Spotify released their video podcast, I was probably one of the first to jump on it, and I've had a lot of fun. You'll notice that as you're scrolling through, you know, prior to this episode, you will notice a lot of the recently released episodes are all video podcasts. By the way, the videos are only available on Spotify, but audio only everywhere else, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast, of course. And yeah, it's getting late, and I thought I really wanted to record this and reflect on 10 things for 2021. And number one is I really don't want to forget and say Happy New Year to you and your loved ones, and for you to hear my voice and to hear me talk about my year in review, and I know my reflections, it means so much. I don't know how to describe this, and I know I say this kind of every year, but it's truly special when someone living in Italy, in Sweden, in, you know, somewhere in South America, and it just, they're hearing your voice and they can relate to you and your story. And that is just stunning to me. And I hope my voice will bring you just a little bit of peace and joy, because we all just had a really hard year, maybe a hard couple of years, really. And I know not everyone here have support from their friends and family. Some of you guys are, living far away from them. And that can be very, very challenging for sure. So if you are someone who are currently living in trenches and you are someone with a serious illness, or if you're a caregiver providing care to someone you care about and love, I want to send you, you know, positive vibes, and you know, feel free to reach out if this episode somehow just resonates with you. And universally, for the first time in our lives, we're experiencing something really quite astonishing. And all of a sudden, a lot of the things I used to hesitate to talk about, we're not sure what to even approach, you know, how to even approach it, all of a sudden becomes very comfortable. So speaking of which, one of the first updates is my 30-day live. So in the past almost exactly 1 month, I didn't start December 1st. I actually started right around November 29th, I believe, and concluded December 28th. I did this thing called 30-day live. And if you missed it, you can actually watch the whole thing right now on my YouTube channel under my live content. There's a separate playlist. I'll make sure to include a link in the description wherever you're listening to this. And that meant a lot to me. And the reason is I did not want to really be controlled anymore by, you know, YouTube algorithm and for them to decide what I should talk about and what I should avoid. So for 30 days, I gave myself the liberty to talk about whatever it is that I felt was important. So there you'll find information such as how to start creating as a content creator, how to manage taxes, how to find other employees or maybe contractors, and nitty-gritty things like we don't really talk about on a daily basis. And my motivation, by the way, was the fact that every time that I hang out before COVID with other creators-to-be, people tend to ask those questions, and I always paid attention to which part of my experience can help one other person to live a better life, to live a better week, a better day. And I just wanted to compile all that content into a series, and it was very triggering too, because every day I gotta go live with something, and some days I don't feel like talking about something, and those days are not very many, luckily for me. But I still have to sort of power through some of those days. And especially at the beginning, I had to take some Benadryl. I had a little bit of a reaction towards the booster shot I got, and which was still very mild, but I was uncomfortable for a few days. And I had to really power through those days. That taught me a lesson of when you schedule to get something done, it will get done. It's something that I promised myself, my audience. It was very motivating to leave out all the excuses and just push forward. And I am here to also talk about like the future of Face World Podcast. And by the way, this episode, as you can see, as most of my other episodes, are unedited, and I really enjoy that. I want to be myself, connect with you, and I wish you could just hop on and join me. And that's why I went live for 30 days, because people could join me live. But for the purpose of this and the format of this episode, unfortunately, you're unable to, but you can leave me comments if you're using Anchor and we're listening to this on platforms where you're allowed to leave a comment. So the future of Face World Podcast is that I want to continue these interview content, and I love to be able to interview people from all walks of life with a focus on content creation, but also people who are starting from scratch, people who started without any certain. I know that's most of us, but I also want to focus on creators who are self-made, who have really gone through a lot of challenges, a lot of setbacks. And by the way, those are also more people than not. You know, very, very few people were lucky enough to succeed within, you know, 6 months to a year. Cash flow is really nice, and they just kind of continue on from there. Very few people's experience. So I'm here to really celebrate creators, and creators from art, from music, from podcasting, YouTube, you name it. But you'll also notice that, you know, for years since 2014, podcast was my everything. I felt like, now in retrospect, I was really kind of a little bit ahead of a lot of people who are focusing on podcasting so much so today, because it has been popularized. I always saw podcasting as a way of getting my voice out, connecting with people who want to connect with me, and for me to explore and really get to know myself and have those moments to think, to express, to talk it through. So it almost was like therapy to me. And by the way, if now we're stepping into 2022 in just a moment now, if podcasting is something you've been thinking about, please join in. Don't let anybody stop you short. On my Podia platform, so it's faceworld.podia.com, you see a link in the description below. I actually listed a lot of my podcasting resources completely for free. I've had podcasting as well as YouTube webinars, and I think those are really good sister contents that will help you really think a little bit more holistically about how to leverage both formats and platforms to get the most reach. But you know, another reason to really mention that is, you know, I think we all owe it to ourselves to really explore that. Explore in every format that you feel comfortable. And frankly, audio is just a little bit more, not intuitive, but a little easier than video from an editing and kind of showing your face and self-judging perspective. But please explore. And I want to take podcasting seriously. At the same time, if you're familiar with Face World Media, I have really devoted so much of my time in the past 2 years on YouTubing, making a living. Recently, I published an episode or a video on my channel. Actually, as of today, December 30th, around like 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you see on the channel now. It's called How Much I Made, or This Is How Much I Made in 2021. I broke down all the revenue streams, and it's just so surprising, and something that I want everyone to really explore. Maybe not just exclusively through YouTube. In fact, the point I'm trying to make in that video is that all of us should consider multiple revenue streams. I don't even mean like 2 to 3. I mean, you know, for me, I think close to 10, really. And earlier today, yesterday, I was talking to a client and a friend of mine, since I've been helping a few people, not too many, a few people kind of enhancing and growing their podcasts. And I start, you know, hearing these things very commonly from new podcasters is how do I increase downloads? Downloads, you know, ad money, sponsorship, it's all dependent on downloads. I use a metaphor, but realistically, I think that's why a lot of relationships, maybe a lot of marriages, fail. It's just like multiple revenue streams. You just cannot put all your eggs in one basket. You cannot set all the expectations and set all your self needs on one person, whatever that may be, your spiritual friend, you know, your husband, your wife, and someone who you raise kids with, someone who will be into the same books, movies as you are, and somebody who will always get you in every situation. That's just too much. Or somebody who can be your editor. That's something that I thought was really funny, because when I started my, you know, exploring Instagram or playing on YouTube, I was thinking, oh man, it would be great if my partner were to be an editor that could really help me with all these things, because I saw so many successful YouTubers whose partners were all creators, and especially video editors. And I didn't know how to do any of those things. And guess what? I learned to hire people who can support me. In fact, it was a lot better, because when you work with your partners, there are a lot of problems, just like working with your spouses and under the same company or for the same company. Or for, you know, maybe family business. It's just really hard to manage for that reason. So once again, as a reminder, grow your multiple revenue streams. And also secondly, know that I'm a tiny YouTuber. I'm considered as not even a small, like a micro YouTuber, under 100K, 100,000 subscribers. And I'm learning, I'm growing, and I'm able to make a living. So just keep that in mind. And number three, all right, I'll try to fast forward a little bit before this episode gets too long. I've been focusing really on the Face World Academy. Yes, that's our course platform. I mentioned earlier that I uploaded a lot of toolkits, a lot of free content, a few of my signature content, some paid content. But for 2022, the course Herman, my team, Anna, Rose, and myself are focusing on is called The Ultimate Guide to Zoom and Zoom Webinar. You may be wondering, huh? I mean, like, who is still creating Zoom content, especially tutorials right now? That's right. Not a ton of people. Back in early 2020, when the pandemic hit the United States, a lot of different creators, not just Zoom experts, but pretty much everybody claimed expertise in Zoom. I was lucky, you know, in 2017, I started using Zoom, so I was already very comfortable and familiar with it, but not everybody. And so I started, I started recording videos on YouTube, but I never really quite thought about starting a course. I too thought that maybe everybody has already done it. But instead, this year, I'm focusing on more than just Zoom, but also Zoom webinar, Zoom moderation, or generally moderations on digital platforms, digital body language, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, all that jazz. What you need as a creator, as a company leader, as an educator, as a therapist, as an artist, musician, perhaps fitness instructors, to be able to really thrive on Zoom. The thriving doesn't stop at running a successful class. Of course, I want you to do that, you know, make real impact. But at the same time, I want to teach you how to monetize. Now, Zoom as a platform has a ton of limitations. Payment platforms are not straightforward for regular Zoom meetings. It's okay for Zoom webinars, but not perfect. And Zoom has a lot of limitations when it comes to audio and video. And people start learning trying to get around it, for instance, by watching some of my videos. So I'm focusing on the holistic Zoom and entrepreneurship behind Zoom. So I hope you really join in. You can find everything under phaseworld.podia.com/Zoom. Again, link in the description below. Next few things are other focuses I will have. And part of what you're hearing right now, which is true, is for years I lacked focus. I wanted to explore. I just had this personality, which is very inherent to me, that I love doing multiple things. I'm interested in multiple things. It's very hard to focus. But this year in 2022, and I really hope in the next 2 to 3 years, I want to be laser focused. It's going to be a challenge for me. But here are the things I want to focus on. In addition to course content, that's my number one. Number two, well, I want to build affiliate content, videos, and partnerships with just a few brands that I love. I absolutely love. I can think of a few of them. I mean, I would love to partner with Zoom, but I'm already doing a lot there. I love TubeBuddy, which is an analytics tool for YouTube. Recent months, I developed great relationship with Podcastle. And it's a great online, high-quality podcast recording tool, but soon they will allow video recording as well. And, you know, so there are a ton of brands. I'm not even going to be able to go over them all. Podia, by the way. Podia is where I run my courses, and they're fantastic. I can probably go on. But, I want to develop, deepen relationship. I want to create serial content. I want to teach people the way, what I call a minimalist approach to using software, not to a degree of like having creators like yourself relying on a single software that can be risky, but just a few core software that you love that's gonna run your business as smoothly as you possibly can. And on one hand is you want to reduce costs, and the other is like with all the logins, with trying to master each of the platforms and trying to stay on top of their updates, it's just exhausting. Unless you have a really good reason, don't just download and start using and learning everything. Those are my goals. So just getting a little bit more minimum. But in general, what I wanted to do is hone in on my skills. Zoom is the type of content I create. Whatever it is on YouTube, it just gets views, it gets attention, people are sending comments. It feels to me like that's really what people need. And why don't I become the number one, most trusted, most authentic Zoom teacher? What I mean by that is, yeah, Zoom is huge, right? Like worldwide, they have a community of like, what, 83,000 active users? But I went on their community. I see hundreds of questions posted every day, and very few of those are really answered. For one reason, it's hard to keep up as Zoom's customer support team. If you have submitted any questions in 2020, 2021, hey, question, did they ever answer them? For me, it took them a year to respond to one question I submitted back in 2020. It was ridiculous, but I get it. On the other hand, I want to create content, Zoom or whatever it may be, not biased by the company standard. So for the Zoom Academy, or the ultimate guide to Zoom under Phase World Academy, you will see that I can talk about plugins. I can talk about Zoom's limitations. I can talk about all sorts of things that make your experience better and beyond Zoom to run your business. So my idea is like, if I can do it, so can you. Why can't all of us be safer at home to make more money working from home and to be location independent, to be financially independent, to have more time for our loved ones? Those are my goals. And that's it. So please let me know if you like this kind of riff type of episodes, and so much I've learned this year. I would love to learn what you have learned this year. And last but not least, you know, I want to report that my mom, who's turning 70 next year, is doing really well health-wise. She's been painting nonstop in our new house. Speaking of our new house, we are absolutely loving it. We're in love with our new house. We love the farmers market nearby. We love living in the Worcester area, which is Western Mass, but not all the way to like the West Point of Massachusetts. We're kind of still Central Mass, really. But I love living here. People here are so friendly. In my neighborhood alone, I mean, just the cutest dogs, puppies running around. There's a real pig in my neighborhood named Bailey. We all love her so much. And this is exactly the life that I wanted to have. But years ago, this seemed so unreachable and so impossible. So if you're feeling that way, I'm here to support you, because yeah, it takes more than 6 months a year. I am living proof, and an average person to get to this point takes much longer than expected, where we have read on mass media. It is so liberating to be able to share this moment with you. And thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of Face World. Can't wait. Let's leap forward. Love to you and your family. Bye for now.